History of the Remains of Carlos Cardel. After the death of Carlos Cardel in Medellin on June 24, 1935, his friends formed a commission called Commission Homage to Carlos Cardel, organizing the funeral honors and tributes to arrange the property in La Chacarita and the collection of funds for the construction of the mausoleum that would be his final resting place. The commission was only able to raise 24% of the money needed. The rest were contributions from his mother, Doña Berta Gardes. The construction work began during mid-1936. In November 1937, it was completed. After a long pilgrimage starting in Medellin, the remains of Cardel were touring different cities of the continent, receiving the farewell of his faithful admirers. They were first passing through Colombian roads before they got to New York. Thereafter, they came to Rio de Janeiro and Montevideo. Finally, they arrived at the port of Buenos Aires on February 5, 1936. From there, they were taken to Luna Park, where a funeral chapel was set up and where the Argentine people bid him farewell, saying their last goodbye following his journey to the Pantheon of Artists in the Chacarita Cemetery, where he would await the completion of the construction of his mausoleum. On Sunday, November 7, 1937, the mausoleum was inaugurated. The transfer of the remains to the mausoleum took place in a private ceremony without the repercussion of the press and the dramatical features of a burial. Nevertheless, it was a solemn, crowded, and emotional tribute that put an end to the pilgrimage of the artist's remains. It became the starting point of the devotional site by his faithful admirers who continued to make pilgrimages to the mausoleum to this very same day.